This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking our broadcast week off right here on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. You know who you are. Or if you self-identify as a mom, because now people can do that, I guess. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our weekly updates as we launch our broadcast week with my good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport. We've been having a great time for the previous number of weeks now because we're providing a perspective, as John has done for so many years, that you won't get certainly in mainstream media circles, but even in much of what we call new media is lacking in critical thinking when it comes to the pharmaceutical church and their allegiance to a certain viewpoint. We call it materialistic, collectivist, reductionism, chemical, you know, we're all a bunch of lump of chemicals. And as it goes in modern medicine, which is more of a church or a cult, their viewpoint, their starting viewpoint is that any ailment, illness, or symptom is evidence of a deficiency of an FDA-approved drug. Okay? So their mantra is better living through poison. Right? We will poison you back to health, John Rappaport, and apparently you're not buying it.
No. Doesn't sound like a good idea now that you've kind of put it out there. I don't think anybody would buy it if they were faced with that simple fact that you just enunciated. So, no, not buying it. Not buying it.
Yeah, it's funny. If you put it that way, well, maybe not so much, right?
But yeah.
You know, these are the kind of absurdities that I've been pointing out for years, as have you, oftentimes with great humor and intellect. Some people just kind of try to outright reject it because it's almost too much to consider that the form of medicine we've grown up with in the West, in America, in the 20th century, now 21st century, is at its start. A faulty viewpoint or paradigm or belief system when it comes to anything other than, for the most part, triage scenarios like emergency trauma interventions, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. And unfortunately, they apply that concept, which has validity in those terms, to everything else, including chronic disease or this infectious state of claiming that even viruses are the cause of disease, as we're having now more and more doctors come forward and say, hey, you know what? Viruses may not be vectors for transmission of anything. In fact, they might be evidence of your own cells spewing out toxic components or because you're deficient in minerals. And I know that's far afield from what they teach in medical school, but even in official naturopathic medical school, they're not teaching this stuff.
Indeed. I think this is, as you say, getting exposed more and more, and people are now scrambling to try to understand, well, if it's not what I've been taught, then what is it? And that opens the door to much new exploration for them, and they can begin to see there's a whole world out there that they've been basically shut off from, which is the whole point. I mean, you would think that science, if it were true science, would say, well, look, this is what we've discovered. Here are our experiments to prove what we say. But, of course, if other people differ from us, they have the right to express their own opinions because we we've discovered the truth. But that isn't the case at all. In this case, it's we know the truth. The rest of you people are either morons or you're conspiracy theorists, and we have to censor you. Well, that's a tip-off, you know, of gross insecurity on their part. And it shows you that really down deep, they have lots of things that they need to cover up and they don't want them to be discovered.
As we proceed from our initial discussions, and we're going back, I think, even in December of last year, January of this year, pointing out the, let's say, assault on our, I don't know if sensibility, but our perspectives that the terrain, the environment, the milieu, it matters in all of these things and what manifests there. Going back to Wuhan and the toxic pollution just present, much less other things that we're learning since that time in terms of 5G EMF disruption or electro pollution, so to speak. And tomorrow's show on Monday, I've got Dr. Thomas Cowan on, who you connected me with. We're going to talk about the electrosmog, the electrical grid, as it relates to so-called proclaimed pandemics due to viruses or unknown microbes, pathogens, the things we're supposed to be afraid of, the invisible, the germ theory concepts. And so as we continue on and look back now over the months we've been covering this, I think that our perspective, your perspective, is being proven more and more correct. And those who have claimed that one virus was causing all of this havoc are not, it's not validatable at this point.
Yeah, and some of these people have painted themselves into a corner because on the one hand, they wanted to say, this is a deadly bioweapon that was manipulated in a lab. And it's either escaped or it was let out on purpose, and it's spreading around the world and destroying, you know, untold numbers of people, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but what's the what do you derive from that? Well, if you believe that, then you believe in the lockdowns. You believe in, you know, making bunkers underground and staying there for as long as possible. But as the months passed, these same people began to look at the destruction from the lockdowns, the economic devastation, millions of people dying around the world as a result of the economic shutdowns and lockdowns. They began to say, well, wait a minute, you know, let's take a fresh look at this because maybe I need to change what I believe because look where it leads to. It leads to the destruction of civilization as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
So they began to go back to their first premises again and say, well, maybe it's not really a deadly bioweapon sweeping across the world, or if it is a bioweapon, it's not very effective. It's kind of a dud. So there you see how some people can change their minds. But what we're talking about here is that there's a whole underpinning, the idea that, you know, we can explain disease by just germs invading, and that's the whole story, turns out to be complete nonsense. It just doesn't add up.
No, and if we look around the world in the areas that were hit hardest by what they claim to be COVID-19, we see in the death stats, the deaths are happening, you know, my argument is due to iatrogenic intervention. In other words, caused by modern medicine. So by suppressing symptoms that are occurring in people that are already sick, you add to the toxic burden of the body, which could, in some circles of viewpoints of viral or exosomic activity, stimulate more of that to occur so that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They see, we detected more of whatever we say this is, and that's what caused it. But I never find them accurately validating, you know, finding a virus actively doing what they're theorizing is being done, whether it be the oxygenation issue, which may be a very real thing in these folks that are suffering, but they never pinpoint, this is exactly the virus. We caught it doing that, stopping the flow of oxygen to the red blood cells through the alveoli. They describe the end result, and then they say it had to be caused by the virus without offering actual proof that the virus did it.
Exactly. And if you, for example, which we'll get into is what's happening in New York, how would they even begin to talk about that and say, well, you know, these people who are showing up in hospitals in New York with what looks like high-altitude sickness, just straight oxygen deprivation, their lungs are working okay, but they just desperately need oxygen. Really? You're going to say that a virus causes that to happen? How is that again?
Hmm.
What's the mechanism? What's the roadmap to that? They've got nothing, absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and we would look at, let's say, what things could disrupt oxygenation. You know, some people would point to iron. I would point to copper deficiency. You can't utilize iron without adequate copper. We have talked about, even in Chinese medicine or herbal medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, in these ancient modalities, look at other organs and systems and say, how does it relate? Liver, kidney, meridians impacting lung function. And if we argue that toxic pollution is a significant contributing factor, making the virus, I would say, irrelevant as the cause, even if you find it, is it really the problem or is it polluting people to excess? Isn't that going to result, especially airborne pollutants, going to result in, a lack of a lot of things, pulmonary or lung-related?
You betcha. You betcha. So, in examining the situation, for example, in New York, which some people, have been saying is the new epicenter of the epidemic, recently, as I was telling you off the air before we began, a trusted source connected to an emergency room doctor with vast experience over a long period of time relayed the following to me. The emergency room doc said, look, many elderly people live chronically with low levels of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
May not be ideal, but they survive. The implication? Well, when these people show up at hospitals, they could be looked at as in an emergency situation, slapped with a COVID-19 label,
mm-hmm.
put on ventilators, which would be a serious mistake. And then through the improper use of ventilators or too much pressure, whatever, lung damage and death.
Yeah, they bring on the demise that they said was caused by the virus, but as I argue, it's iatrogenic. It's caused by doctors. Listen, we got to take our first break. We got a lot more healing to go this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport at No More Fake News and here at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In one of John Rappaport's latest articles, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, it goes into the issue of these breathing ventilators. And John, you just mentioned that, you know, beautifully said, that people live a long time even with poor oxygenation. In other words, it isn't a crisis worthy of triage in most cases. And so in the era of COVID-19 crazy, suddenly somebody with any kind of breathing issue, pulmonary issue, lung issue, becomes the crisis to intervene, and that intervention, which is inappropriately applied, right? We talk about the appropriate place for modern medicine, putting somebody who's been hit by a bus back together again. That's pretty amazing. But when you treat everybody that way, you could end up killing them in a, you know, they wouldn't have died, in other words. And so these ventilators, we've talked about this. Some estimates, 4 out of 5 people that go on them never come off of them, even if they needed to be on one, because it's so explosive and powerful and overtaking the normal process of breathing. And I think that's probably some of what you've encountered as well.
Yeah. There are several reasons that I've dug up here for what's happening in New York. The other reason that nobody's talking about, I found, you know, the causes of what's called hypoxia, which is very low levels of oxygen in the body. You know, these are conventional, WebMD, and they list a whole bunch of them. And then they say pain medicines and other drugs that hold back breathing. Mm. So I said to myself, okay, this is tickling something that I've been looking around at the edge of for a while here, which is opioid drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm reading now from drugabuse.com. Opiate, meaning opioid drugs, also slow your breathing. And in the case of an overdose, your breathing is slowed to a virtually non-existent and lethal level. Okay. Now, we know there's a whole lot of opioid addicts in the New York area. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm looking at drugabuse.com again. Opioids suppress your breathing, bring on heavy sedation, make it impossible to wake up. What's more, the opioids found in painkillers are the same ones found in heroin. Okay. Now I'm looking and I see a couple of pharmaceutical drugs that in conjunction with opioids or other drugs suppress the central nervous system, etc., etc. And then I said, okay, let me look here about opioids in New York. All I could find here was 2018 estimate of deaths from opioid overdoses in New York, 3,000. Then I looked at New York State. In New York State in 2017, the number of people discharged from hospitals after treatment for opioid overdose or dependency, 25,000. Boom. Okay, so now I write, in 2020, still more people who developed opioid hypoxia would be missed because they're diagnosed with COVID-19 lung problems. Some of these people would be put on ventilators, ignoring the need to deal with their overdose, their addiction, their withdrawal, and they would die. So this is an unexplored area, and I don't know that anybody else is even talking about it, but we're talking about major opioid use in the New York area, heroin use in the New York area over decades and decades, and how you would see a patient showing up at a hospital with severe breathing problems, and the doctors would miss the cause. They would say it was a virus, COVID-19. They wouldn't deal with the opioid situation, and the person would die.
John, you know there are commercials for a drug that they developed for OIC, opioid-induced or opiate-induced constipation. So think about that, auto-intoxication due to a lack of bowel movement, right? These people are poisoning themselves from metabolic waste, much less the drugs themselves. That will also reduce the flow of oxygen to the cells of the body, much less the oxygen exchange in the lungs. But they won't consider that necessarily. They'll probably just put them on the drug and compound the toxicological burden of problem. We got a couple more segments here with John Rappaport today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We got some really cool stuff coming up. And more with John Rappaport from No More Fake News after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News. As coronavirus hotspots erupted around U.S. meatpacking plants, experts are criticizing extremely tight working conditions that make the factories natural high-risk contagion locations. Midwestern politicians are pointing the finger at workers' living conditions as well, suggesting very crowded homes bear much of the blame. A federal court halted the Kentucky governor's temporary ban on mass gatherings from applying to in-person religious services, clearing the way for Sunday services. The ruling from the Eastern District of Kentucky sided with the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Nicholasville, but applies to all places of worship around the Commonwealth. Two other federal judges, including U.S. District Judge David Hale, had previously ruled the ban was constitutional. Also on Friday, Hale of Kentucky's Western District granted Maryville Baptist Church an injunction allowing in-person services at that specific church, provided it abide by public health requirements. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Always enjoy my time with John Rappaport. Hope you enjoyed as well. Our broadcast week begins here on GCN, syndicated radio, robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com, and 5 additional days of the week, 2 hours a day on National News Radio, or you just come to robertscottbell.com. You can watch and listen, your choice. At the website. Sign up for email alerts in both places because John has a great newsletter that goes out giving you some updates and perspectives. And listen, I love that we get to talk about this because it makes so much sense. And I think if people have their BS detectors on,
you can sense what we're talking about. It's valid. It's not. We don't even ask you to believe us. Do your own research, as John has, to point these things out. And how do you just dismiss them out of hand to say, no, 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 it's a virus. No, 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 but it's a virus. Every time we come up with something that says, you know what, these things cause those things that they say are COVID-19. Reality of COVID-19 or non-reality of it aside, the reality is pre-existing conditions are part and parcel to the death stats of COVID-19. And all of these things are adding into that mix. It's just another layer, another angle, another path that leads to the same mess. And again, the response by maybe even well-meaning doctors and hospitals contributing not to recovery in most cases, but to death, just like it has been throughout all of these pandemics in history that we have in recorded history. Yet the naturopaths, the homeopaths, the herbalists, all of the holistic or what we call vitalistic viewpoints of the body and disease dismissed, not even a welcome to the table for discussion to start on this issue. And that's where we must continue to bring about. There are so many more pathways to understanding why the body is corrupted and how to restore it besides triage interventions inappropriately made, and some of which we're discussing today, John. So thank you for bringing all of this out.
Sure. I sent you a link this morning to a very troubling audio report from the Wall Street Journal about what's coming up in the future when the lockdowns are relaxed, which I call the Chinese system comes to big corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gives people an idea here of the overarching plan for the future of human society, because as it turns out, this whole fake pandemic is really setting the stage for what people, you know, used to call the New World Order, Brave New World, the coming in of the technocracy, the borderless world, whatever you want to call it. This operation has many more dimensions than we are seeing on the surface, for sure. And I thought it would be quite informative for your audience to explore some of these factors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, this is something that people can, I think, link to in a view as far as...
Behind a paywall, unfortunately.
Right.
You've got to subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. But it's an 11-minute audio report, and I don't have the title in front of me, but it has to do with kind of after the pandemic is over, going to work will never be the same again, is a kind of paraphrase of the title. So people who want to subscribe and get that link can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But... The basic overall report is based on what corporations, big-time corporations, are already doing in America. They're scrambling to reconfigure their offices, to set up many rules and regulations for employees, including social credit score type things, which we've discussed before, that's such a big feature of life in China, where citizens receive numerical scores or ratings for their behavior and sticking to the party line, so to speak, or what the government says and not deviating. And, of course, if you violate this in many, many different ways, your credit score is lowered, and then your ability to move about and live your life becomes hindered. Well, this is coming to corporate America. This is not just some fantasy. And the report indicates, for example, real-time surveillance and monitoring in offices and factories for social distancing during the day. This would involve cell phones, wristbands, who knows, whatever the technical factors are, but real-time monitoring to maintain social distancing. It also involves kind of a caste system where employees are rated on health factors. For example, are you over 65 or are you under 65? Do you live with someone who is got long-term health problems or don't you? Have you taken an antibody test that indicates that you're, quote, immune to COVID-19 or not? They don't say anything about vaccine, but, you know, if and when one shows up, I'm sure that would become part of this. And that at the end of the day, every day, an employee would look at his cell phone and see his credit score for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Some employees would be sent to work at home, those that could, on a permanent basis, if they were not rated high enough in the caste system, if they were thought to be a potential infector or health danger to others, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we're talking about a complete cultural shift here in the society. And several of these corporations, probably more, are scrambling to reconfigure their own offices to put in this kind of package on their own employees, work out the bugs, and then sell the packages to other big corporations. So this is already in progress. This is a version of the Chinese social credit system coming to America based on a fabrication about a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
using that to transform society, and basically with wall-to-wall surveillance, make people into slaves.
John, this is, you know, this is Gattaca, you know, we talk about movie references again. I ask always, you know, is there another path? Are we locked into everybody's going to work for Walmart in this scenario one day, right? And I had some guests, a friend of mine, talking about going local, or even they call it hyper-local, by withdrawing as much from globalism as possible, by becoming autonomous on a localist of local level in terms of food production, support, whatever it is in terms of small business that has been, what, harmed greatly by the shutdown. You know, the big multinationals can withstand the shutdowns, or they're protected because people can still go into Walmart while they don't let you go into the beauty salon or haircuttery, for instance, or an individual haircut place, and the controversy surrounding that. And you know, my suggestion, and let me know what you think of this, is find a way to innovate, to become entrepreneurial, to develop your own business so you don't have to work under social credit Chinese scoring systems that will inevitably be part of these multinationals in America dominating the landscape because we continue to want to get cheap stuff from China.
Indeed. I agree with you 100%. This is the idea, is to not do that. However, I do want to say that there is a trickle-down effect on the culture. If the big multinationals are doing it, then you can be sure that as you go down into companies and corporations that are not quite as big, then smaller and smaller, they indeed will also institute packages, partially of these the Chinese system. So you do have to go local. You do have to find ways to live and survive that are not dependent upon, you know, having to prove to people that you're okay, basically. This is what it is. Because the primary assumption is people are not okay. Health-wise, they're not okay. They're potentially dangerous to others. They can spread germs, et cetera, et cetera. Behaviorally, they're a problem. Therefore, they have to be controlled. They have to be watched. They have to be scored. All of this insanity presumes that there's something very wrong with people to begin with, and the only answer and solution is top-down control. So knowing that, the idea is to find ways around that so that you're not subject to it,
mm-hmm.
and then also to get rid of that system,
mm-hmm.
to discredit it, to make people see that is inherently destructive and insane, so that the system itself doesn't survive, doesn't last. That also becomes a central mission.
Yes.
To achieve that.
It's nothing less than a whole, if I could call it a wholesale shift in the way we go about life on planet Earth, right? For our developing and innovative market-based system that has obviously been altered through more and more centralized bureaucracy and regulation of that, we've become more and more reliant on those who game that system. You know, multinationals who bought influence to set up regulations that benefit them and that harm the individual or the small business, right? And that, and so we've kind of been gamed into it, programmed into it, and that ease has been part of our existence for a number of decades now. And it's set us up for this very scenario. So when we come back, let's talk about some of the innovative, imaginative, creative solutions that we can to get us out of the mess that we participated in getting ourselves into. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport from No More Fake News. Back in just a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Another one of the things I love to do with John is that, yes, we will bring up things that you might call problems, but it isn't to set up an Hegelian dialectic that we want to manipulate you into becoming more enslaved to the initial problem because others are altering the outcome. But we want you to think beyond their box, their Hegelian box, problem, reaction, solution, to say, you know what, there's another pathway that they may not approve of, they may not want me to even acknowledge or a path to go down, but it is my obligation, much less my birthright, to do so. And I think that goes into the reality of like, yes, we will acknowledge some scary stuff, but we're not going to leave you hanging.
That's right. So we talked about going local in the last segment, doing everything to become self-sufficient and not have to partake of that slave system, so on and so forth. Another factor for some people that I think is very important for artists, for writers, authors, talk show hosts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is to hold up the picture of what the slave system looks like. Here it is, folks. Look at it. This is what it does. This is what it is. Talking even about, you know, satire, mm-hmm. mocking it, showing it out to be a lunatic invention, mm-hmm. so that people begin to wake up and say, gee, I was falling for it. What's wrong with me? You know?
Yes.
This is like madness. That's part of the mission of unhooking and destroying that system of slavery where everybody is watched all the time under the pretext that you could be a transmitter of disease or an infector, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's vital, too, for the people who are motivated to do that and have the ability and can pull that off in ways that hold up a mirror to many other people so that they look at it and they say, this is insane. We have to get away from this, defect from it, refuse to work for it, You know, because, again, I have to stress, this is a culture shift that we're talking about here into this Chinese system of slavery. It's not necessarily going to be imposed by the government. Corporations are going to say to their employees, listen, you don't want to take an antibody test. You don't want to wear a wristband that pings when you get closer than 6 feet to somebody else. You don't want to have a credit score, et cetera, et cetera. That's fine. It's a free country. The only thing is, you can't work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's going to make legal action very difficult. So the answer is to say, you're right. I don't have to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow.
If enough people say that and do that, partly because other people are holding up a mirror to them and saying, look at yourself. Look at what you've become, how insane you've become, you know. Then people will know, yeah, you're right. Thank you for reminding me that. I don't have to work for you. If enough people defect from these monster corporations,
yes,
then the system, you know, let the executives spy on each other.
So if somebody has a statement to say, well, but I have to work for you, that is a reality created by someone else, not on your behalf, but to enslave you. And you never had to agree to it. You just kind of went along because you didn't think you had to not get along. I mean, maybe you were just fine with it. But sooner or later, that frog in you is going to be boiling. And the question is, when do you make that switch? I mean, you know, I've lived my life with that awareness and made decisions that were very much out of that just go along to get along. And people look at me and going, how do you do what you do? Well, I just do it. I mean, people have told me that, you know, being a talk radio host the way I became a talk radio host was impossible. I'm like, well, clearly it wasn't. But had I listened to them, I would have never been doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
25 years later, clearly it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, or much less the way I've you know, navigated my way economically with going back to gold and silver as real money. Listen, we're out of time. Boy, it goes so fast with you, John. Thank you for being with me again. It's always a great time. And, you know, everybody go to nomorefakenews.com and you will be empowered with information or tap into your own power, because that's what John's helping you to do, just like we talk about here, that the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.